How do you deal with your strongest and deepest emotions? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Now, I admit it, I'm getting old. I don't know how old you might think I am, but I'm 32 right now as I record this. And something I've realized is that I just don't have as strong of emotions as I used to. I used to get really angry or really upset or really sad when I was a teenager and in my 20s, but I think I've mellowed out some since then. Are you working through a lot of strong emotions? It's not wrong to have them, and it's a part of how God made you. But it's not always easy to know what to do with them or to see God in what you're experiencing. In today's story, our author, Chloe Chambers, walks us through what she's been doing. Her story is called Going to God. Since I was 11, I would write down the exciting points of my life and put them in my journal. It was a way to acknowledge all the hidden thoughts and emotions in my mind. This journal was also filled with anxious thoughts. These pages would often be left negative and unresolved, and when I reread them, I would get anxious and mad all over again. It's been 6 years since I first started journaling. In that time, I found that writing prayers at the end of my journal entries, whether difficult or happy, gives them a reason for hope and joy. When I pray, I talk to God and often become filled with joy because I know that God always hears me and won't push me away. We all express our emotions in different ways. But one thing that is true for all of us is that God wants us to pray and rely on Him by giving Him all of our cares. He invites us to trust Him to take care of us, like we read in 1 Peter 5:7. When we do this, we acknowledge that He's in control of everything in our lives, and we have no need to worry because He loves us. We have hope in knowing that God will never leave us. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we can be sure that He is always with us. Through everything we face, God is our hope. He is our reason to rejoice. So what are you thinking and feeling after hearing today's Devo? What are some ways that you process your feelings? Journaling, talking with a trusted person, or maybe going for a walk, those are some options. And if you've put your trust in Jesus, you can know that He is with you all the time, including when you're processing your thoughts and feelings. Have you ever tried talking to God as you process? It's okay to be totally honest with Him. He gets it, and He is eager to listen to us and help us. Read about that in Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. We can trust Him with all our feelings, even the messy ones. Consider taking some time to process whatever thoughts and emotions you're experiencing today, maybe through journaling. You can talk to God in prayer as you go, or end your time with a prayer. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. And dive into God's word for more in Psalm 34, verses 4 through 10, Jeremiah 29, 13 through 14, and 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if you need a reminder of God's love throughout the day, why not follow Unlocked on Instagram? Natalie actually posts encouragement and updates on our stories to help you keep God at the center of your day. Follow us at Unlocked Devo. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, why we should welcome the sharpness of God's word in our lives. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.